to your friends and family.
请让我代表拉合野华人宣道会，欢迎大家，也感谢各位来参加道孝军姐妹和罗德亚弟兄的婚礼。
Once again, on behalf of the Greater Lafayette Children's Alliance Church, I want to welcome you to witness Xiao Jun and Joanne's wedding today.
那我们一起来祷告。
Let's pray.
亲爱的天父上帝
，Dear Heavenly Father,
感谢你拣选了赵小军姐妹和娄周阳弟兄，让他们在基督里得救重生。
Thank you for your amazing grace that Xiao Jun and Joanne were chosen by you and saved by you and reborn to Christ in your salvation.
成为你的儿女，并把他们领到彼此的跟前，相识、相爱，结为夫妻。
So that they can become your son and daughter, thank you for leading them to get to know each other, love and commit to each other.
感谢你通过圣经启示我们，一男一女离开父母，二人联合成为一体的关系，是你从起初到末了对婚姻的定义。
Lord, thank you for revealing to us the true meaning of marriage through the Bible that men and women leave their mother and father and are united to each other and become one flesh.
也感谢你让我们知道，以设立婚姻不单是为了让我们在世上过幸福快乐的生活，更是为了让我们在婚姻中操练实际的爱和纯心的顺服，预备承受你在永恒中为我们预备的产业。
Lord, thank you for also teaching us that we don't marry just for the sake of happiness, but more importantly, through marriage, we practice sacrificial love, obedience, and prepare ourselves to receive the inheritance you prepared for us in eternity.
求你赐福给这一对新人，让他们在你设立的婚姻中建造你合你心意的家庭，在这个弯曲背面的时代做你荣耀的见证。
Lord, I pray for your blessings upon us newlyweds and your wisdom so they can build a godly family according to your will and be a witness of your glory in this crooked and perverse generation.
让他们以你为喜乐，面临任何的困难都彼此不离不弃，保守他们胜过世上的苦难与试炼，使他们成为圣洁，在耶稣基督降临的时候无可指摘。
Lord, let them be joyful in you, be committed to each other in whatever difficult circumstances, strengthen them to triumph any trials and sufferings, help them become holy and blameless when Jesus Christ comes again.
求你在这个婚礼和接下来的欢庆时间里与我们众人同在，赐福给每一个愿意认识你和寻求你的人。
I pray the Holy Spirit be with us throughout the wedding ceremony and among our celebration. I pray your blessings for everyone who is willing to know you and seek you.
祷告祈求是奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you.
scripture reading time?
以弗所书五章二十五到二十七节，你们做丈夫的要爱你们的妻子，正如基督爱教会，为教会舍己，要用水借着道把教会洁净，成为圣洁，可以献给自己，做个荣耀的教会，毫无玷污、皱纹等类的病，乃是圣洁、没有瑕疵的。三十一到三十二节，为这个缘故，人要离开父母，与妻子联合，二人成为一体。这是极大的奥秘，但我是指着基督和教会说的。
Ephesians chapter 5, verses 25 to 27. Husbands, love your wives as Christ loved the church and gave himself up for her, that he might sanctify her, having cleansed her by the washing of water with the word, so that he might present the church to himself in splendor, without spot, a wrinkle, or any such thing, that she might be holy and without blemish. Verses 31 to 32. Therefore, a man shall leave his father and mother, and hold fast to his wife, and the two shall become one flesh. This mystery is profound, and I am saying that it refers to Christ and the church.
大小君姐妹和罗德远弟兄已经按照政府的法律办了登记的结婚的手续，在今天在这个教堂举行婚礼。
Sister 小军 and Brother 周阳 are licensed to wed by law and they're celebrating with us for this joyful occasion.
那么通常会把婚礼当成是一个欢庆恋爱修成正果的仪式。
To some people, the wedding ceremony means an official beginning for a couple to live a life together.
能够在教堂办一个庄严隆重的婚礼固然很好，那如果没有时间、没有条件的情况下办个简单的婚礼，甚至不办婚礼呢，也不会让觉得有什么不妥。
It's wonderful if you can afford a grand church wedding, but if not, having a simple wedding is also great. And really, there's even nothing wrong with not having a formal wedding ceremony.
因为对于常人而言呢，风光的婚礼呢不是最重要的，婚后夫妻恩爱的幸福生活才是关键。
Because a grand wedding may not be the most important thing, but rather having a life together is much more significant.
然而啊，今天的这一对新人却不会这样想，也不会这样看。
But 小军 and 周阳 see it differently.
因为他们不但把双方的父母从万里迢迢啊迎接到这里，还特地地请来一位身份极其高贵的角色也来到这里。
Not only had they flew their parents all the way from China, but also they invited an extremely important guest to be here today.
不知大家认出来了没有？
Any idea whom I'm talking about?
如果你还不知道的话，我就告诉你，就是他们的神，他们的主。
The important guest is their God, their Father.
在基督徒的婚礼中，地上的父母有可能会缺席，但天上的父总不缺席。
In a Christian wedding, parents may not always be present, but our Heavenly Father is always there for us.
那基督徒的男女啊，结成夫妻要离开父母，却不离开天上的父。
Although Christian brothers and sisters lead their father and mother to unite to become one flesh, they're not leaving their Heavenly Father.
因为他们的神不但定义了他们的婚姻，促成了他们的婚姻，还要验收他们的。
As God not only defined marriage, lead us into marriage, God will also test their marriage.
他们的婚姻是在神面前的生死盟约，一旦进入婚姻，直到死方可离开。
Marriage is the covenant in front of God and cannot be forsaken until death.
在世上持守婚姻的盟约将面临各样的劳苦，但其果效会伴随着他们进入永。
You may face many challenges during the marriage, but the reward will be carried with you through eternity.
那今天请众人来到这里呢，是要大家一起见证他们在神面前所立的婚姻盟约。
So we're here today to witness the commitment of Xiao Jun and Zhou Liang to marry each other in front of God.
那他们一旦进入这个盟约，就不能够反悔，因为这不在乎我这么讲，也不在乎人怎么看，以及他们如何的彼此启示，是在乎天上神的永恒不变的旨意。
Once they've entered the covenant, there's no turning back, not because of what anyone said, but because of God's everlasting will.
那既然如此，我今天要对新人讲的勉励的话，不能离开神启示给我们的这本圣经。
Therefore, I want to encourage 小军 and Zhou Liang using the words from God.
那我要从你们分享的第一次的经文是在创世纪的第二章，讲述了神设立婚姻的经过。
The first set of scripture I'd like to share with you is Genesis chapter 2 about how God set up marriage.
那当时神造了亚当，是按照神的形象样式创造的。
God made a man named Adam in the image of God himself, and it is good.
然而神把修理看守伊甸园的任务交给亚当之后，突然说，那人独居不好，我要造一个配偶帮助他。
Then God planted a garden in Eden, and there God put Adam in the garden of Eden to take care of it. God said, it is not good for the man to be alone. I will make a helper suitable for him.
也就是说，就神的创造而言，一个人就很好了。
So this means that a man is good enough in terms of creation.
但对于神交托给人的任务而言，独居的人就不够了。
But it's not enough to complete the task that God set forth for the man.
于是神使亚当沉睡，神就从那人身上所取的肋骨造成一个女人。
So God made Adam fall into a deep sleep, and while he was sleeping, God took one of the man's ribs and made a woman.
那就是我们就当知道神设立婚姻的本意，乃是要这二人侍奉主。
Now we know God meant to set up marriage.So both men and women in the marriage could serve God together.
那但圣经接下去还有一句话说，领她到那人跟前。
The next verse says, God brought her to the man.
看见了吗？夏娃被领到亚当跟前的话，不是因为爱，不是因为人，而是由于神自己。
You see, Eve was brought to Adam not for love, not for people, but for God Himself.
因此呢，在今天呢，我们在神。在教会，在所有的弟兄姐妹面前，首先要问你们二人的问题就是：这两弟兄是谁把小军姐妹领到你面前的？
是神。
缺信吗？
是。
好。小军姐妹是谁把这两弟兄领到你面前的？
是神。
你确定吗？
我确定。
好。既然你们二人都确定的话，那么神所配合的人就不可分开。
So what God has joined together, let no one separate.
那今天以后，你们不能够找借口离开，说啊，我们配错了，我们误会了神的意思，我们性格不合，我们不再相爱了。
After today, so can either of you make excuses to leave the marriage or to say you were mismatched or you understood God's will or that your personality clashed or you don't love each other anymore?
你们不能。
The answer is no.
此后无论出了什么状况，你们当晓得要回到今天这个起点。
So in the future, whatever circumstances, you should know to always turn to God.
因为神仍然会在婚姻里面等待你们二人。
Because God is in this marriage with you.
人或许会离开，神却没有离开。
Not like people, God never leaves us.
人虽然失信，神依然是可信的。
And he is always faithful.
那我要同你们分享的第二处经文是在马太福音24:38-39.
Now the second set of scripture I'd like to share with you is Matthew 20:24-38-39.
当洪水以前的日子，人照常吃喝嫁娶，直到末押进方日的那日，不知不觉洪水来了，把他们全都冲去。人子降临也要这样。
The verse says, "For in the days before the flood, people were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage, up to the day Noah entered the ark." And they knew nothing about what would happen until the flood came and took them all away. This is how it'll be at the coming of the Son of Man.
那这不是祝福的好话，而是耶稣对婚姻发出的警告。
This is not really an upward blessing, but it is how Jesus warned us about marriage.
那世代的人为什么会这样？
So have you wondered why this generation has deviated from it so much?
因为婚姻的快乐使他们忘记了神，又娶又嫁，又吃又喝，使他们完全地融入了这个世界。
It's because in all this happiness, they experience in marriage and the material pursuit, they have forgotten about God and sank into this world.
那别人怎么样，他们也怎么样，除了过日子，过更好的日子，没有神国的眼界，没有更高的呼召。
They were distracted by other worldly things and lost their vision and calling in God's kingdom.
那你们二人要时时警醒，常常祈求，使你们能够逃避这一切要来的事。
You should be on the watch and pray that you may be able to escape all that is about to happen, and you may be able to stand before the Son of Man.
那你们是有知识、有能力的啊！主如果许可，你们将来的生活可能会很富裕，但那又会怎么样呢？
With your knowledge and skills, God permit, you may live a wealthy life, but so what?
人也许会羡慕你们，但神看你们是贫穷还是富足呢？
Other people may envy you for your earthly possessions, but are you rich or poor in God's eye?
人的生命不在于家道丰富。
A man's life does not consist in an abundance of possessions.
那要知道怎样的婚姻才是在神面前丰富足的婚姻，那么我们就必须要明白啊，这第三段的经文。
So to fully understand a marriage blessed by God, let's talk about the third scripture.
因为这里呢，神向我们揭晓了他设立婚姻的目的。
Where God revealed His purpose for our marriage，
就是刚才我们读过的以弗所书的第五章二十五节开始。
And it's in Ephesians chapter 5:25-27 and 31-32。
你们做丈夫的要爱你们的妻子，正如基督爱教会，为教会舍己，要用水借着道把教会洗净，成为圣洁。可以献给自己做个荣耀的教会，毫无玷污，作为本类的病，乃是圣洁没有瑕疵的。为这个缘故，人要离开父母，与妻子联合，二人成为一体，这是极大的奥秘。但我是指着基督和教会说的。
Husband, love your wife. Husbands, love your wives, just as Christ loved the church and gave him up for her to make her holy.Cleansing her by washing with water through the word, and to present her to himself as a radiant church, without stain or wrinkle or any other blemish, but holy and blameless. For this reason, a man will leave his father and mother and be reunited to his wife, and the two will become one flesh. This is a profound mystery, but I'm talking about Christ and the church.
圣经里面有许多的地方告诉我们婚姻的目的。大都偏重于啊，神借着婚姻要赐给我们什么，比如赐给我们生命之恩，赐给我们金钱的后裔。
Many places in the Bible tell us the purpose of marriage is how God will bless us, for example, with the gracious gift of life or with godly descendants.
那以弗所书这里说的，因着人的婚姻，神自己要得着毫无玷污、作为人类的病人、圣洁没有瑕疵的。
But Ephesians is talking about church that is presented to God without stain or wrinkle or any other blemish, but holy and blameless.
婚姻是家庭的基础，家庭是教会的细胞。因此啊，在你们经营婚姻、建造家庭的时候，不要效法这个世界，而要按照神在圣经里指示的样式经营建造。
Marriage is the foundation for a family, which is individual unit and cell of a church. So when you commit to marriage and build a family, don't follow this world, but follow the way God said in the Bible.
那从今以后，愿你们二人一同活在神的面前，让神做你们婚姻的主，家庭的主。愿你们保得他的慈爱，一生一世欢呼喜乐。
After today, I hope you two can live together.They're in front of God. Let God be the leader of your marriage and your family. I hope you live abundantly in His grace, joy, and peace everlasting.
好，现在是新人，他们交换誓言，交换戒指和点 同心主的实体。
Next is exchange of vows and rings.
我周扬愿意娶你小君为我的妻子，你是我骨中的骨，肉中的肉。我恳求神在我们的婚姻中掌权，让我信任你，敬重你，和你在一起欢笑，一起哭泣，让我爱你如同爱自己，为你舍己。无论是顺境或是逆境，富裕或是贫穷，疾病或是健康，都让我守护在你身边，就像是我伸出手让你紧握住一样。我会将我的生命交付于你，与你在灵里共同成长，直到死亡将我们分开。愿主怜悯我，帮助我。
我赵小军愿意嫁给你龙周阳做你的妻子，感谢阿爸父让你做我这一生敬重的丈夫，知心的朋友，亲密的良人，良人属我，我也属他。请我们的阿爸父继续带领我们前方的路，赐我一颗温柔喜乐又有智慧的心，忠诚的爱慕你，顺服你，陪伴你，支持你，安慰你，鼓励你，让我们因着他的爱彼此相爱，同心代祷，建立属基督的家，一起快跑跟随他。
请接受祝福，愿赐平安的神亲自使您的婚姻成圣，又愿您的家庭得蒙保守，在我主耶稣基督降临时完全无可指责。
May the blessing, may the God of peace make your marriage holy and bless your family abundantly, so you are blameless when the Christ comes again.
愿主耶稣基督的恩惠、神的慈爱、圣灵的感动常与你们夫妻二人或将来的儿女同在。
May the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
Amen.
Amen.
The word to a thing that comes in past.
楼泽阳弟兄和赵孝军姐妹一定在我们众人的见证之下，在神的面前立定婚姻的盟约。
With all of our witness, 小军 and 周阳 has made the covenant of marriage in front of God today.
同进以后，他们不再是两个人，乃是一体，不能不可分开的夫妻。
From now on, they're no longer two, but one. Their husband and wife that no man can separate.
今后大家可以称呼他们刘先生、刘太太。
Now you can call them Mr. and Mrs. Wong.
现在新郎可以亲吻新娘。
Now, the group, you can now kiss your bride.
那么我们先请新郎新娘退场啊，去过他们幸福快乐的日子。
Now for the first time, let's welcome Mr. and Mrs. Low.